The Guardian of Eden. She is the sacred lotus of ancient creation myth, and an avatar of enlightenment. She is the life force that shelters all that is struggling to survive on this dying planet. She is the Guardian of Eden. Created by New York artist Kate Roddenbush, who designed the 2006 keyhole installation, Dual Nature, the Guardian of Eden evolved from cross-pollination of Hindu and Egyptian creation mythologies, Buddhist symbolism, and the ancient symbol of the life force, the flower of life. The welded and fire-cut steel lotus is a modern archetype of the mythical seed of creation. In a world where creation itself is under threat by man, the Guardian is at once nature's fierce protector, yet also an empowering gathering space to meditate on the current reawakening of the conscious of humanity. Enfolded in her petals, we contemplate that we too can be creators and sustainers of our world, and more significantly, we too are its guardians. According to Hindu creation myth, within each sentient being is contained the spirit of the sacred lotus, the symbol of creation. It is said in the primordial waters before time existed, the god Vishnu lay in meditation with the goddess Lakshmi, on a bed of karmic eternity. As he meditated, Vishnu's life force energy came forth from his navel in the shape of a delicate lotus flower. When its petals opened, they revealed the god Brahman, who at Vishnu's command brought forth order from chaos and orchestrated the birth of the world. This act of creation marks the beginning of each new epoch of existence. According to this conception of time, we are nearing the end of the fourth final age, the Kali Yuga, an age of natural disaster, poverty, and corruption. At its culmination, Vishnu returns, destroys everything, and starts the cycle of creation anew. In Buddhist thought, the lotus flower symbolizes purity and transcendence, owing to its perennial growth embedded in the depths of swamps and rising through the muddy waters to emerge hovering over the surface in the air, completely unscathed and unsullied by dirt. This is said to represent material, intellectual, and spiritual evolution, and Buddha is often depicted seated on a lotus flower, representing mastery over these three spheres. Similarly, in Tantric philosophy, the lotus represents the rise from the depths of ignorance to the heights of enlightenment. As would befit a protector, the Guardian is made almost entirely of bent plate steel. Standing 18 feet tall, 12 lower leaves intricately cut with flame designs support her and lead the participant upwards to climb into 12 silver petals whose carved designs, inspired by Buddhist depictions of air and clouds, arc overhead. As you recline in this seat of enlightenment and creation, you become the physical embodiment of the lotus's pollen. By the cross-pollination of our ideas, energy, and creativity, this community at Burning Man spreads its vital exuberance throughout humanity. Most importantly, through our shared experience, we come to the profound realization that nature's survival is intimately connected to our own. Guardian of Eden was conceived as an incarnation of this next evolutionary era, a rebirth, not only at Burning Man, but globally, as we grow in our awareness of the fragility and interconnectedness of our ecosystems and the personal stake we each have in rising to the challenges of the next epoch of existence on our planet. As anthropologist Margaret Mead declared, "Never doubt that a small group of dedicated individuals can change the world. In fact, it's the only thing that ever has."